Aleichem, just to reiterate, first of all, Shechianu v'kiimanu v'giyanu, it's so great, after a very long hiatus, almost 2 years, to be back in person with the afternoon kol. And as Rabbi Shabtai mentioned, it's been one of the great shining points of the shul, that over the 2 years, even though we haven't been in person, I don't think we've missed anything. We were doing a kol 4 days a week, online, learning 4 days a week. It was a great schus and merit for all of us. And as I've been saying the entire time, I love looking at your names on the computer screen, but there's something about being in person and being able to learn together in person, which is particularly special. So for me, this is a particularly meaningful moment. And please God, Be'ezras Hashem, we should continue learning in person together for many, many years to come, always in good health. What I want to talk about today is nicknames in halacha. Now this for me is a very sensitive issue, and the reason why it's a very sensitive issue is because of the name that my parents gave me. My English name is Philip, but many people call me Phil. I happen to not like Phil. My mother always told me, Phil was a guy you used to, you know, go to a bar with. Philip was royalty, it was a much more regal name. So it always bothered me that people call me Phil. I always prefer Philip, even though nobody listens to me. I think my mother is the only one in the entire world who ever called me Philip. So much so that when we got back our wedding album, and our wedding album said on it, Phil and Ariel Moskowitz. I said, you can't put it out. My wife said, why not? I said, that's not my name. She said, what do you mean it's not your name? Everyone calls you. I said, it's not my name. So anyways, 15 years later, it's sitting in a box. But I think Rabbi Goldberg tries to call me Philip because he knows that I am sensitive to that. So what about nicknames, right? Is Phil such a big deal than Philip? What about if I call you Jake instead of Yaakov? What if I call you Abe instead of Avram, right? Are those big deals? I had a friend growing up, one of my closest friends. So his name, I won't say his real name, but he was known as Truck. It took me years to get to know his real name. Everyone called him Truck, right? Why? Because he was once in camp and a friend of ours saw him and he's a big guy and he said, you look like a truck. And the nickname stuck. Literally, it was years into knowing him. We were chavrusas. I didn't know his real name. He was Truck, right? So we had Truck. We had a meatball. Right, there was a guy in yeshiva whose name was Meatball. Again, you can guess why for that also. Okay, so why do we allow that? Why do we tolerate that? What is the idea of not using a nickname? And what we'll touch upon a little bit at the end is what is the significance of using someone's real name? So in other words, even if the nickname itself might not be problematic, why do we go out of our way to specifically use a person's real name? What is the significance of that? So the sugya begins, really, in the Gemara on Maseches Bav Metzia, Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, where the Gemara says the following, Kol ha-yordim le-gehenim olim, that anyone who goes to Gehenim is going to come out, chutz mishlosha she-yordim ve-in olim, except for three people who are going to go down and never get up. You'll notice there are no numbers here. You could ask what just happened in the office as I was trying to get the numbers to work. The numbers and I were not cooperating well today, and after many times slamming the table, I said, you know what? They're not going to be any numbers. So you'll just follow along with the bolded sources. But the Gemara says that three people are not going to come out of Gehenim. Now, if you hear that, you're expecting something big, right? Murder, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos. You're expecting some of the big three. What are the three that don't come out of Gehenim, says the Gemara? Haba Alei Shazish. Okay, that's a big one, right? Someone who commits promiscuity. Ve'amal ben Pnei Chaveiro Barabim. Someone who embarrasses someone publicly. Okay, definitely wasn't expecting that. Ve'amechane shame ra l'chaveiro. And if I give someone a pejorative nickname, I give someone a negative nickname. Ask the Gemara, mechane hainem albin. Isn't that the exact same thing as embarrassing them? Right? When I call you truck, when I call you meatball, so we'll see later on, the post coming to talk about, what if I call you buck teeth? Right? What if I'm like, you're the one with the big schnoz? I'm serious, these are all tshuvas, right? You're the big nose guy. Right? So, isn't that embarrassing you? Aren't those one and the same thing, asks the Gemara. Answers the Gemara, Afal gav didashbe bishmei. In other words, even if everyone calls him that, still, if it's a shame ra l'chaveiro, if it's a bad nickname, then I'm not allowed to call you that thing. So let's say, again, we'll pick on buck teeth for a second because we're going to come to that in a tshuva later on. Let's say a person has very big teeth and everyone calls him, hey, buck, right? Hey, buck. Now, the reason why they're calling him buck is because of his buck teeth. Says the Gemara, even if everyone calls him buck, right? Afal gav didash be bishmei. Even though that's what he's been called since he was 2 years old, Nonetheless, says the Gemara, that is one of the three people that are going to go to Gehenna and never come out. Now that is a very strong language, right? That gets our attention as one of the big three things that you are going to be punished indefinitely for. Now what's striking about that is that we see cases in the Gemara where they did just this, where they called each other by their nicknames. So I'm just going to quote you, a couple of them. Amarava, source number two, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Ani ve'ari shebechabura. Me and the lion in the chabura. Who was that? Rav Chiya bar Avin. So you see, Rava, in a number of different cases, refers to someone by a nickname. Ari shebechabura. Now, is that bad? Is that good? Right? I don't know. Right? Is being a lion a good or a bad? Right? What if I call you the pussycat of the chabura? What if I call you the weasel of the chabura? Right? So again, it's unclear, but Rava in the Gemara clearly refers to Rav Chiya bar Avin in that regard. How about source number three? Amar Rava, the Gemara in Pesachim, Amina Milsa de Shavur Malka lo Amre. Right? I said something that even Shavur Malka didn't say. Umanu, who is Shavur Malka? Shmuel. Why is he called Shavur Malka? So Rashi over there explains that it was a positive thing. In other words, Shmuel said things with such a definitive force to it that it was as if the king or queen himself or herself had said such a statement. In other words, it was said in a positive light, but nonetheless, he's clearly referring to Shmuel by a nickname. How about the Gemara Baba Basra? Amr Shmuel, Haimilsa Yishtayli Ula Mishagesh or Chasei Diime. Again, not a very flattering description over there, but again, you see that Ula said this. Rava said this. It's not just the Gemara where we see examples of nicknames, but you see examples of nicknames in Tanakh as well. So for example, Shmuel Beis, Perakid Gimel, Pasuk Chaf. Anyone know the context of that? Right? That's right after Tamar and Amnon and Avshalom. So the Pasuk says, Vayomer Eileha Avshalom. Avshalom says to Tamar, Achia Ha'aminun, Achicha Haya Imach, was your brother Ha'aminun. What does the word Ha'aminun mean? So again, various formulations. I brought you here the Mitzuta Sion. You have the Radak as well. I think there should be more sheets for anyone. Someone just came in the back. If you could pass them back, right? Ha'aminun is not a nice thing. It's a very derogatory description of Amnon at that time. You see the Mitzuta Sion says, right? Hanikra kein al shema ish hakatan anir ba'ayin. Right? In other words, when you're trying to make someone small, when you're trying to minimize someone, so you call them ha'aminu, right? It's, hey, shorty, right? You know, it's you're trying to speak to someone in a derogatory fashion. You are trying to put someone down. So we have here challenge number one. Challenge number one is, despite the fact that the Gemara Baba Metzia says that anyone who gives a pejorative nickname to another person, that is one of the three people, sheyordim ve'in olim, okay? Now, if we stop the sugi right now, what would you tell me? You would say, it's explicit in the Gemara, Rabbi Moskowitz, that a mechana shame ra l'chaveiro. In other words, only pejorative nicknames are going to be a problem. Which implies that what? That if I give you an endearing nickname, then that would be permissible. There's one problem with that, and that is in the Rambam. Now, I quoted here from you from the Rambam, but I could have quoted you from the Rif, and I could have quoted it to you from the Rush. Now, the significance of me quoting it to you from the Rif, the Rush, and the Rambam is that those are the three pillars of what? Of Shulchan Aruch, right? So that is Psak Halacha, as we know it. All three of them do the same thing, but I didn't need to amaze you with my, intelligence or my ability to search things online, right? So says the Rambam, Kol echad ve'echad me'esrim ve'arba anashim elu shemaninu, right, that there are 24 people who don't get Olam Haba. V'yesh averos kalos meilu. V'afal pichein amru chachamim sharaga b'hem ein lo chelak l'olam haba. Uchedai hein li'srachik mehem. In other words, even if you're not one of these 24 things, that you don't get Olam Haba, there are certain things that even though they're not such significant sins, but stay away. You don't want to be kept in the company of these people. And who are... who is in this category of people, says the Rambam in the final line, Ve'elu hein, This is the category of person, Hamechane Shem Lichaveiro, someone who gives a nickname to his friend. Ve'akore Lichaveiro Bekinuyab, and you call your friend a nickname, Ve'amal Bepnei Chaveiro Barabim, and you embarrass your friend. What do you notice immediately from the Rambam? No. No. It's very, you're thinking too hard. The Rambam leaves out one word. What's the word? You keep your Rambam, and I'll read you the Gemara. V'amechane, so far so good. Shame, ra, l'chavera. What does the Rambam do? The Rif does it. The Rush does it. They all do it. What do? They take out the word ra. Now that's a big problem for us. Because up until now, I could have thought that the only prohibition of nicknames is if it is a bad nickname, if it's a pejorative nickname, if it's a derogatory nickname. The Rambam, the Rif, the Rush, the pillars of Halacha, and again, it's quoted LaHalacha and Shulchan Aruch as no surprise to us, takes out the word Ra, which leads us to believe that what? Every nickname is going to be a problem. Why are nicknames a problem if they are not pejorative? Why would a nickname be a problem if it's not issued in a derogatory fashion? Says Rashi on the Gemara in Bava Metzia, and I've purposely held back this Rashi until now. Says Rashi to Dashbe, in other words, everyone calls him that. That's what the Gemara says. Remember, the Gemara wanted to know, isn't a nickname by de facto an embarrassment? The Gemara says, no, even if it's something that everyone calls him, it's still going to be a problem. Why, says Rashi, Kvar hurgalu bechach shemechanim osokein, vein panav mislavnos. Everyone's been calling him that for years. It's not embarrassing to him at all. Right? My friend Truck, he's been called that since he was 7, 8 years old. He doesn't even flinch anymore when he's called Truck. His mother might flinch, but he doesn't flinch. Right? It's not embarrassing to him anymore. That's what the Gemara, according to Rashi, is talking about. Why is it then still a problem, according to the Gemara? Umikomako. Nonetheless, ze lahachlimo miskavin. What's the problem here? Hold on. According to Rashi, what's the problem here? Ze lahachlimo miskavin. Who's the miskavin? Me. In other words, there are two parts Rashi is saying to this calculation. And we'll see, it's found in Tosfos, it's found in the Kesef Mishnah as well. There are two parts to the calculation. There's how you interpret it, and there's my intention in issuing it. So number one is if you interpret it as an insult, everyone agrees it's a problem. No one's going to say that I can insult you. So if I, well, what we'll about, see, but if you don't mean, you're okay with it, right? You're okay, everyone's been calling you Shorty your entire life. Doesn't bother you at all. But when I say it, I'm using it in an inflammatory way. I'm using it in a way that is insulting for you. Says Rashi, that if I have negative and derogatory attentions, then it's going to be a problem. We see this in Tosos. One of you mentioned Rav Yeshua ben Korcha. So Tosos, the Gemara Psachim, says, Sive Rav Yekiva es Rav Yeshua beno. So who's Rav Yeshua beno? Perish Rashbam, Dahave Rav Yeshua ben Karcha. It's Rav Yeshua ben Karcha. Rav Yekiva, Kareachaya. Rav Yekiva was bald. Right? Kedamrina bechoros, Shaya ben Azay, Omer Kochach me Israel, Domim Lahem, Lefanai, Keklipas Hashum, Chutz mina Kareachazet. Right? It refers to Rav Yekiva as the baldy. Now, if I called you baldy, right? Insult, not insult. Of course it's an insult, right? So why is it allowed here? So says the Gemara, I'm sorry, says Tosos at the end of the source, Uben Azai Karu Kain Derech Bidichusa. What does Bidichusa mean? He was joking around. He says it in jest. In other words, the reason why Ben Azai is allowed to call him Ben Korcha is because he didn't mean it as an insult. In other words, neither did Rav Yekiva didn't understand it as an insult, nor did the person saying it mean it as an insult. Which means that even if Rav Yekiva hadn't interpreted it as an insult, but the person saying it had meant it as an insult, then you're going to have a problem. Then it's going to be usher as well. This is stated more explicitly in the Kesef Mishnah, second to last source on page number one. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Nira Midvarav, he quotes Rashi, Di Dash Be Bishmei, if everyone calls him that, V'zeh einu miskavein lahachlimo, and my intention was not to embarrass you. Deshari ubochin levar deshari. Then it's okay. In other words, you need both. Number one is it's not an embarrassing name. And number two is I'm not doing it to embarrass you. So let's take my name for example. Now that you all know that I don't like Phil, right? And you know that you're in a fight with me and you want to get under my skin. So you say, hey, Phil. Now, Phil in and of itself is not an insulting name, right? Many people call me that. I really don't mind. But you know you're only doing that to get under my skin. So now it's going to be us. How do we know? How do we determine that? So says the Kesef Mishnah, Ubochin Levavos Hayeyodea. Right? It might be that the only one who's going to determine this is the Ribono Shel Olam. Hashem, who knows everything, is going to know whether I meant it in a derogatory way or whether I meant it in a loving, an endearing way. But Hashem is going to know that, and I'm going to be held accountable for that. He says at the end of line number one, V'Rabbeinu Kasav D'mechana Shem V'lo Kasav Shem Ra. He says, the Rambam says only that if you call someone a nickname, and he leaves out the word Ra. Why? V'nir Elisha Kasav Kain L'Rabos Ha'Dedashbe B'Shmei. Because the Rambam specifically wants to include indiscriminate nicknames. In other words, nicknames that are not necessarily insulting. Shekvar einir beinav shem ra. I'm not insulted by it anymore. Here are the key words. Ve'afilu hachi asa. Nonetheless, even though it's not an insult to me, it could still be asa. How is it asa, even if it's not an insult to me, if your intention was to insult me along the way and in the process? And so the Rambam and the Rif and the Rush all take out that word ra, bad, because they're making an inclusion. They're saying not only is a negative nickname bad, yeah, if I call you baldy, bucktooth, whatever, right? But even something innocuous, right? Truck, meatball, I don't know, these are endearing names. I don't know why they got those names, right? Phil, Philip, right? Abe, whatever it is. But if I am going to take it as an insult, then it's going to be a problem. You have a question? Why didn't the Gemara do that?
If you call somebody by a nickname, it's also period. Whatever your intention is.
No, I understand. But you have to understand why the Rambam took out the word Ra.
That's why he took it out.
The Rambam Riff and Rush must believe that that's what the Gemara's intention was. Because the Gemara's intention was to outlaw all nicknames altogether. We'll have to see why. But they likely assume that that was the Gemara's intention. And so they take out the word Ra to add on to the Gemara. And it's not only lest you think that you can get away with calling Moskowitz Phil, but even that's going to be a problem. Even that's going to be a prohibition. We'll see practical applications of that. Yeah.
We say that when a parent's name...
Hold on. Okay, good. The Gemara Megillah at the bottom of page number one has the following comment. Shalu Talmidim es Rav Zeira. Anyone who remembers the Gemara Megillah over there, it's talking about Bameh Arechta Yamin. Right? They ask a whole slew of people, why did they enjoy and experience longevity? So they asked Rav Zeira, why did he enjoy longevity? Amar Lahem, Mi Yamai Loik Badati Besoch Besi. I was never so exacting in my house. Velot Sadasi Bifnei Misha Gadol Mimeni. I never stepped on anyone bigger than me. Velo Hirarti Bimvos Ametunafos. V'lo halachti arba amos below Torah uvelo tefillin v'lo yashanti bebeis hamedrash lo shinas kev lo shinas harai. Right? I never slept in a beis medrash. V'lo sasti betakalas chaverai. I never enjoyed and rejoiced at the downfall of one of my friends. V'lo karasi lechaverai bechanichaso. And I never called any of my friends by their nickname. Now, what is the problem with this Gemara? The Gemara says, "Bamei Rechtan, you Reb Zeira, what did you do that made you such a great tzaddik?" And he answers, "I kept the laws of Borer." And that's my example, right? I didn't violate Shabbos. So, what would you say back to Reb Zeira? You would say, "That's Bamei Rechtan Yamin. You know what that's called? Halacha, right? It's called halacha. It's called doing mitzvahs. That's an obligation." In other words, the assumption of the Gemara, Bamei Arechta Yamin, what did you do above and beyond everyone else that you were zocha to longevity? And he answers, I kept halacha. So why is that keeping halacha? That's keeping halacha. Why is that lifnei mishuras hadin? Why is that considered going above and beyond? Says Tosos over there in the Gemara, Velo kanisi shem l'chaverai. Says Tosos, afilu kinoi delo habegnai. Exactly our point. In other words, I went lifnei mishuras hadin. Even if it was not derogatory, I still refrained from doing it. Tosos Rush, similarly, velo kanisi shem l'chaverai. Vitema, umay ravusa. Right, what's the big chiddush here? Velo kol haolam aser lechanos shem l'chavereim. Everyone's prohibited from saying a nickname. V'yesh lomar in the second line, deafilu b'shem kinoi she'eino gnai lo kinisi. I didn't even call Rabbi Moskowitz Phil. I didn't even call Moskowitz's friend Truck. In other words, even things that were not inherently derogatory, I refrained from all forms of nicknames whatsoever. Inami yishlomer deloratzalomer afilu ben ploni daber elai kamosha korim olam ela koro bishmo. Right, I called him his real name. I called a person his real name. Now, right, correct. Now, I'll show you a wild interpretation of this. So first, the Agos Yaivit says that what's the problem in calling the nickname? Right, in other words, right, we've been working under the assumption that any nickname is problematic. Why? So if I don't say it in a derogatory way, and you don't interpret it in a derogatory way, so why is it lifnei mishur zedin? Why am I such a grace tzaddik that I don't call you by your nickname? So says the Yaivitz, ki mare she'eno machshivo likrosa bishmo. Right? I'm not machshiv you to call you your real name. There's a power in names. I learned that one of my early years here in Boker Ton Synagogue. I was at a shiva house, and I spoke about the nifter, and I got a call 2 days later from Rabbi Goldberg. The person called him up. They were furious at me. Never been more insulted in their life. I said, what are you talking? I spoke so nice. This the parent. You didn't use the parent's name. I said, what do you mean? That you spoke about them, but you didn't say, you know, Chaim Yankel was a big tzaddik. You just said he was a big tzaddik. And I learned then, and Covey and Carnegie, they all agree, right? If you read How to Win Friends and Influence People, that's like the number one. Use a person's name, right? Because there's a chashivas. So if I say, hey, you, it's not so nice. But if I say, Jonathan, how are you doing today? So there's a chashivas. I've acknowledged Jonathan at an elevated level than if I just say, you, right? Which obviously is insulting. So says the Yaivitz on the Gemara Megillah that when I use your real name instead of your nickname, so I'm machshiv you. I see this all the time. There's a Rebbe of my son's in school who is machbit to call each of the boys, and I guess the girls as well, I just know from the boys' side, their full Hebrew name. So my son's Moshe, he calls him Moshe Yitzchak, right? It's such a small thing, but there's something about it because my son loves it, and he's, right, it endears him to my son, right? There's a chashivas when I acknowledge your name, when I call you not by a nickname, but when I call you by your real name, your full name. So says the Yaivitz, I'm giving you a chashivas. The Pele Yoetz takes this to a wild degree. Nobody does this, but I'll share with you because I think it's a wild idea. Says the Pele Yoetz, V'kavar azhara shamanu lizayir, b'yosef b'kriya shem harabanim. He says, you know what we have to be careful about when we call rabbis their names? Shelo likros osam b'chani chasam. Never call a rabbi by the nickname. What is his example? Kemo shenogim k'tas lomar harav karo. Right, you shouldn't refer to Rav Yosef Karo as harav karo, or harav alshich, or harav al-Ghazi, or Rabbi Goldberg, or Rabbi Moskowitz. Ella Yomar, Morenu Harav Yosef Karo, Morenu Harav Rav Ephraim Chaim Goldberg Shlita, right? That's what he says. Morenu Harav Moshe Alshich Kim Yesh Iser B'Shar Anashim, because if there's a prohibition of calling someone else a nickname, Al Achas Kama V'Kama B'Rav Seinu Hakadoshim, then certainly when it comes to calling the Beis Yosef, so you don't just call him Rav Karo. But Morenu Harav, Rav Yosef Karo, Shlita, right? Not Shlita, right? Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, our Rav Ephraim Goldberg Shlita. In fact, I
many Rabbanim are referred to by the Sforim that they hold.
Correct. So I guess he wouldn't like that as well. We don't paskin that way. I share with you because I want to share with you the extent to which some take it. Right. I have a friend who is who used to be an assistant rabbi, and the halacha in his shul was that when he gets up to speak, he has to first ask Rishus from the Morad Asra Harav this. So I remember him telling us this, and I told Rabbi Go, I said, I'm happy to do it. He said, are you out of your mind? He said, if you get up there, once I did it just to make fun of him, and that probably wasn't right either. But anyways, that was the Pele Yoetz. The Pele Yoetz says, even if we don't go to the extent, we should be sensitive to it. We should always be sensitive to call people by their appropriate names, and certainly when it comes to Rabbanim, to speak about it in an appropriate way. The Shal Sechuvas Torah Lishma, which again is a machlokas, let's say it's attributed to the Ben Ish Chai for simplicity's sake, was asked the following shayla. Here's the tshuva that we've all been waiting for. Mi shechot mo gadol, imutu likoro bal hachote. Someone who has a big nose, are you allowed to call him the shnaz? I mean, right, big nose. Bigfoot, I guess that's where Bigfoot got his name from. Right? The shnaz. Right? I mean that, by the way, this is not me. This is the I'm not being facetious. I'm not being disrespectful. That's exactly what the tshuva was. So Sheila, Mishechotmo Gadol Imutu Likaro Balachotel, O Dog Khashiv Ze Gnus, Vu Bikla Lashonhara Vasar, right, is it derogatory and it's Lashonhara, right? So what's the psak? So what would you guys say? I would say Pashut, it's a problem. Right? You asked me, I would say definitely not endorsed by the BRS rabbinate. Says the Shal's Tshuva's Torah Lishma. Tshuva. Matzina bekama duchti lomar Shmuel dekari le... I guess that's Rav Yehuda or Ishlach, I don't know, Rav Yochanan Shinina, right, sharp one. Rav Yehuda, sorry. V'yesh bazeh shnei perushim. There are two ways of understanding the word Shinina. Ha'echad Shinina, chari from Mechudad. Right, hey, sharp one is an endearing. Because you're so smart. Hey, smarty, right? Ve'asheni, perusho shinayim gedolim. Shinina can also mean buck tooth, right? You got the big, hey, big teeth over there. Hey, baldy. Hey, big feet. Truck, meatball, whatever it is. Vishneya perushim heima k'suvim b'sevar arach. V'im kein, lefi perush hasheni, nilmad l'nidon hashela, delays lan ba mihu. Right, it appears that the fact that Mar Shmuel used this word, that it's not going to be a problem. Nir Dedaber Zen Nidon Lefia Ace Veazman says the Shal's Tshuva's Torah Lishma that it all depends on the time and the place. U Lefi Daitan Shel Bnei Adam, and as we learned in the Beis Yosef, I'm sorry, the Kesa Mishnah, who's the Beis Yosef, Morenu Harav Yosef Karo. Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Lavracha Zechusa Yogen Aleinu, right? That it should be Lefi Daitan Shobanei Adam. In other words, it depends on how you interpret it, and it depends how I interpret it. So there could be an endearing saying that used to be permissible years ago that nowadays is no longer allowed. Do we see that in society at all nowadays? Of course we see it in society nowadays, right? Phrases, words that used to be allowed are no longer allowed. That's the sensitivities as they evolve. Says the Ben Ish Chai, that applies to nicknames as well. That there used to be a nickname that was allowed, and now it is not allowed. Im darkan lahachbid al zeh, im lav. Right, are people machbid on it anymore? So a word, a phrase that used to be used 50, 60, 100 years ago shouldn't be used nowadays, says the Ben Ish Chai, so that then it becomes part of the Yisr. She'im ein davar zeh shagur mutva, Umatzoy bein bnei adam likro balachotim ladam sheish lo chotem gadol harezet chashiv gnus. If it's not acceptable to go around and call someone the big schnaz, then it's a problem. But when Shmuel called it, it's because at that day and age, that was a compliment even to someone who had big teeth. Even to someone who had big teeth. He says, v'had Shmuel shani. Someone who had big teeth, they used to call them Shinina. Veloya darkam lahachbid bazen. No one cared. Kiloya nechshav lem dever zelignus. At the time, it was not considered a gnus. It wasn't considered derogatory. But nowadays, I don't recommend going up to the guy at the bar and saying, hey, big tooth, right? Not endorsed. But nowadays, we would take that out of our vocabulary and out of our lexicon. Yeah. Correct. Context is always significant. Certainly here, that's what the Ben Ish Chai is pointing out, that the time, the place, the context, how it's interpreted, how you mean it, all factor in to the types of names that you use. All of this leads to the Sefer L'Re'acha Kamocha, who writes the following. He says, Royu Me'od, I think this is the Chazon Ish, I'm not sure. Shehahorim lo yinu livnam ulevitam Shame Shayelad Alo Liz Bayesh Bo. Don't give your child a name that they're gonna get made fun of. Okay, my wife and I, before we named our children, so I called up one of my friends, I said, let me have it. Here are the following five names. Give me all the nicknames you could think of for it. Right? And if you go through it and they couldn't find anything, so we settled on it. So he says, you gotta be careful. Limrosha Shame Zehu Shel Kara Mishpacha Shaniftar. Right? Horim Shainim Nizharim Man Hagazo. He says, if you're not careful about this, Alulam Le Chashev Shutfim Bebusha Sheinachel Benam. Or you're a partner in embarrassing your child if you call your child a name that can be insulting. Share Begar Masam Higia Busha Leyelet. Because by you calling your child that name, you're causing them Busha, you're causing them a life of embarrassment. And you and I all know, I don't need to say the names, but there are plenty of names out there that sometimes you wonder and you say, what were the parents thinking? Right? How cruel do you have to be to name your child that and then to put them in school? Says here, Limros, Shiyesh Inyan Likro Latinok Al Shem Karov Shaniftar. Right? What am I supposed to do? That was auntie whatever. That was uncle, great uncle this. Right? Ve'adavar Gorim Nachasur Niftar. So I want to call my child after, again, whatever the name might be. Ulam ein heter lahorim ligrom nachas ruach zel al cheshbon habusha shetigarim. You can't give nachas ruach to the niftar and torture a child for the rest of his life.
So we're
talking about real names, he's saying. Right? See, he says you can't give your child a name that maybe in Poland in the beginning of the 20th century was acceptable, but nowadays it's not going to be pretty. He quotes Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Taima Dekra. He says, Shelo la seis li yadadim shame mishuna ktsas kedei shelo yisbayish kishi yigdel. Again, if it's a different type of name, give a child a standard name. Why should you subject them to that for the rest of their lives? Toras Adam la Adam. Maybe this was the Chazon Ish, I don't remember. He write, yeah, this is quoted in the Chazon Ish. Right, what about Yekka? Right, can I call you a Yekka? So I happen to be a very punctual person. My brother is even more so. So I call him a Yekka. We're not Germans. But I call him a Yekka. So am I allowed to call my brother a Yekka? So he quotes here, Maran, HaChazon Ish Savar, Shemechane Eschavero Yekka, Over Al Isser, Mechane Shein. I can't call you a Yekka. I can't say you're from Galicia. I can't call you a Chassid. I can't call you a Chabadnik. Right? All of these, he says, are Usser.
If you're using them as a name.
So again, if I mean in derogatory, if you take it derogatory, then for sure not. If it's not derogatory, but I mean it in a derogatory way, then it's still usser. But according to the Gemara in Megillah, even if you're not going to be insulted, and even if I don't mean it as an insult, b'me'arach te'yamim, you don't call nicknames. So I don't call you a Yekka, I don't call you a Chabadnik, I don't call you a Chassid, I should call your name, right? Chaim Yanko. Probably that, I don't know, Chaim, right? So, Isser Mechana Shem, Zeu Rak Kishemechana Eschaveru Bekino Mefursa. He then goes on to say, it's only if you do it often. Oh, Shemechana Oso Tadir. Avalimechaneu Rak Pamachas Osheni Mutter. In other words, if you come into Shul, you know, on time, and I say, ah, you're such a Yekka. So that's okay. But if you come into Shul and I say, hey, there's the Yekka, there's the Chabadnik, there's the Yekka, he was on time, he was late. So that's going to be a problem. I didn't quote it for you here, but there are other tshuvas. What about if I shorten legitimate names. So in my case, let's say Phil or Philip, but let's say other names where, let's say Avi, right? Instead of Avram, I call you Avi or other names like that. So I forgot the tshuva, but there's a tshuva that says that he thinks that that's permissible because it's not really a nickname, it's just shortening the name, and he thought that was mutter altogether. But here's the bottom line. Bottom line is the Gemara has very strong language when it comes to this sugya. The original Gemara Bamitzia says this is one of the three people that don't get Olam Haba. I'm sorry, that go to Gehenna and never come out. Right? We saw, though, that there are people in Gemara, in Tanakh, who do it. And we also saw that the Rambam takes out the word Ra, and we didn't understand that. And so we came to various levels of what contributes to this prohibition. If you take it in a derogatory fashion, in other words, it's a shame Ra, it's actually a bad name, everyone says it's us. If it's an innocuous name, but I mean it as an insult, so that was the Kesef Mishnah, that was Rashi, that was Tosos, that is still going to be prohibited. Intent matters. If my intention was to insult you, then it's going to be a problem. Then we saw the Gemara Megillah of Rav Zeira, where Rav Zeira was asked, "Bamerach the Yamim," and he says, "I never gave a nickname." We said, "What? That's a big Midas Chasidus? That's a Groisa Yishkoch? You get Mafta Yona for that? That's Halacha. I don't get Mafta Yona for keeping Borer. I don't get Mafta Yona for, cutting the challah right on Friday night. I got to do those. That's my job. That's my Shlichus. That's my job here in this world. You get Bamer Echtayamim for Midas Chasidus." So we answered, based on Tosos the Rush, that the answer is, yeah, even if it wasn't a derogatory name. And even if I mean it in an endearing way, Rav Zeira was teaching us, stay away from nicknames. Why, says the Yaivitz? Because there's a chashivas. When I use your actual name, there's a chashivas. Mare she'enu machshiva likros bishmo. I show it's almost like a lack of respect that I'm not calling you by your real name. And then we saw practical applications. The wild Peleoites, and we refer to Moreno Harav, Yosef Karo, Zchusa Yagen Aleinu, right? So we should have that sensitivity. We refer to Rabbanim, right? I can count on my hand maybe the number of times I've referred to Rabbi Goldberg by anything other than Rabbi Goldberg. I'm very machbid on that, right? Why? We're friends, we're colleagues, we work together 12 years now. He's Rabbi Goldberg. There's a certain level of respect that we have for Rabbanim. I don't even call him Rabbi F. I call him by his name. I think he deserves that. He has earned that. We saw the Ben Ish Chai, Shalos Tshuvos Torah Lishma, about the time and place for everything, that names change and situations change, context change, and a name that may have been appropriate 200 years ago might not be appropriate now. We are learning that in our generation. And then we saw from the Sefer L'Reacha Kamocha, from the Torah Adam, that there should be a sensitivity when parents name their children to make sure that they're doing so in a way that does not embarrass their child. All of this boils down to one simple thing, which is that we should be machbid to treat everyone with respect. We should be careful in the way that we speak to each other, and that applies to the names that we use for each other.